This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. KU fans, we have not forgotten about you. You guys also play in week zero. You guys have your home opener, your stadium opener tomorrow against Fresno State. I will be in attendance. Rob will also be in attendance. And Michael Swain will also be there as well. We'll catch up with him coming up momentarily. We'll also get back to the Chiefs. We're doing a lot of bouncing around because there is a lot of things that is currently going on in sports. So we're really excited to be here with you today on this wonderful, wonderful Friday. Chiefs fans, I have not forgot about you and your preseason game. We'll get to that coming up momentarily. But I got to update you. So, Rob, please inform me of what this is. FIFA has announced the final draw. This is December 5th. Now, my understanding of this final draw is we are going to find out exactly who is going to be playing in Kansas City. We know that we are going to be hosting World Cup games. That was decided a long time ago. We just don't know what teams are coming to Kansas City. So my understanding is that we are going to find out in a couple of months of who the teams are going to be. Are there some countries that you want to see potentially play here in Kansas City? I think we got to be realistic about this thing. We're probably not getting Brazil, probably not getting the United States. I'm sure there's some top tier countries that I'm just guessing they're going to put them in maybe more ideal destinations for a touristy city. But it doesn't matter. You're hosting the World Cup. You're going to get a handful of pretty good teams here in Kansas City. Is there somebody that you like or you think is realistic for this market to get?
So first things first, I'll put this in layman's terms for people who don't follow soccer, because that's fine. Basically, on the 5th is the same as the NCAA tournament selection show. They are going to be in D.C. announcing all the groups. Here are the teams. Here's where they go. This, that, and the other. It's basically a selection committee process. That is what is happening on December 5th. It'll be at the Kennedy Center in D.C. So that's what they announced today. As far as realistic teams to see, I mean, there are just teams that are going to be available to see. Yes, I imagine that Brazil is probably not going to be on the list. I would doubt Argentina ends up in Kansas City. But looking at the teams who are already qualified, and there are 13 already qualified teams, I would have no problem seeing some of these teams. Like, I think it'd be fun to see an Ecuador who has some top flight players. I would love England just because of the sheer economic boom the city will see. I would like to see a European power, a Spain maybe, a Netherlands maybe. Netherlands would be really fun. Like, there are some teams that I think are on that second tier of, you know, powerhouses in across soccer that will be really fun to see here. But for layman's terms, December 5th is the NCAA selection committee show.
We'll get back to the Royals coming up in a bit. Let's continue the theme of Arrowhead. So we're going to find out in December what teams are going to play in the World Cup. We'll find out later today if the Chiefs win their final preseason game of the year. Fans were already lined up, couldn't wait to be in attendance to tailgate for tonight's game.
I'm Krista Tatchell, and there they go. Hundreds and hundreds of Chiefs fans making their way into the last preseason game. They are lined up since before 10 this morning. The game doesn't kick off until 7:20 tonight against the Bears, but this group, they are ready to go.
You know what? I don't have any problems with this. Now, I think you guys know I'm not the biggest fan of preseason football. I love football, don't get me wrong. It's just something about football that just doesn't matter. This is glorified football practice. I mean, I love the game, but practice? We talking about practice, man. I'm all for you tailgating for a practice on a nice day. Let's think about what tailgating is. It's a football picnic. No one says it's weird for you to have a picnic when it's beautiful outside. In fact, that's when it's ideal. You and your lady, you go outside, you put a blanket down, you're under a nice shade tree, you're eating sandwiches and Doritos and telling each other stories and wiping the mayonnaise and mustard off each other's face. It's love. I don't understand the picnics when it's cold outside. Now, I get the games are more important, but you know what I don't have any interest in doing? I don't have any interest in being outside in December eating ribs. That doesn't make any sense to me. This makes sense. It's a Friday. Hey, why don't we go ahead and take Friday off, and why don't we go outside and have ourselves a nice football-themed barbecue? Nothing wrong with that. I'm all for a good outdoor, warm weather activity. This gets Carrington's seal of approval. Now, again, you're showing a level of excitement that I don't have. You're up at 10 a.m. for the third preseason game of the year outside. Again, that's a level of enthusiasm I don't possess, but I understand it. I am also excited that football is back. I also enjoy a picnic. I enjoy ribs and a cold brew. And if that's what you plan on doing today, that makes sense to me. If you're listening to the show and you're at one of these festivities, I want to tell you that I thank you and I appreciate you. And I'm not judging you for this. I will judge you in December. I'll judge you in January when it's freezing cold outside. Remember that game against the Dolphins? People were outside tailgating. It's deathly cold out here. Why are you out here sitting down eating? But I'm not going to judge you today. Enjoy your day. Have a great day outside. Speaking of the weather, Vinny Pasquantino is red hot. We looked this up. Over the last 162 regular season games for Vinny, he is hitting .260 with 34 home runs and 119 RBIs. In the last full calendar for Vinny Pasquantino. I don't know how much of the slow start you can attribute to the hand injury. I do think it was a timing confidence issue, but the Vinny that was playing leading up to the injury and the Vinny that's been playing for this team for, I don't know, the last 60, 65 games or so, that's a cornerstone of your offense. If you're telling me that the future is Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pasquantino, you get Jack Caglione, and he's starting to hit the ground running, and he looks like the prospect that people were talking about. You've moved Jonathan India to the correct spot. I really like what they've done with their lineup. Just getting more complete at-bats is what they've gotten over the last 2-3 weeks or so. This is a Vinny Pasquantino that you obviously can live with and can be a cornerstone and a guy that if you decided – right now to make a big investment in, you wouldn't feel bad about that investment at all. I don't think you need to right now, not with 3 arbitration years. Now, if you want to do to him what the Royals did to Cole Reagans or what they did to Hunter Dozier a few years back, then yeah, of course, you can do that. Buy out his arbitration, throw a little bit of money on top, show him how much you love and appreciate him, and eliminate the arbitration process. I certainly understand that, but it's hard to argue with what you got from Vinny, his age, and his production in the last 162 games, Rob. He is hitting .260 with 34 home runs and 119 RBIs. He's been one of the better young hitters in baseball.
I don't want this to come off like I'm blaming Vinny Pasquantino for the early season struggles, but I think when the Royals this offseason, or I guess last offseason now, were building their team, they felt like going into the year, they have a known commodity in Vinny. They have a known commodity in Salvador Perez. They have a known commodity in Bobby Witt Jr., if they can get Mikel Garcia going and playing better, and they could get the combination of some Massey and or Melendez going, they felt like their offense was going to be pretty good again. And for 6 months, they were wrong. They just were. They were wrong about Massey. They were wrong about Melendez. They picked the wrong leadoff hitter. Like, they have to wear the fact they were wrong. But you see now how the plan, when it comes together, was supposed to look. Because the Vinny Pasquantino we are seeing right now, not the one we saw in April, not the one we saw in May, but the one you've seen in June, July, and August, is a absolute middle-of-the-lineup run producer that you will pencil in. And when you pencil in, you'll use Sharpie to write his name in the 3 or 4 spot every day, and you feel super comfortable. That guy is good for 20-plus homers, 85-plus RBIs every single season. Lock it in. Great in the community, great in the clubhouse, all those things. I see now the Royals' vision, and it's clear with the advantage of hindsight that he definitely wasn't ready last postseason with the injury, and I think it took some time to get comfortable again and then get his timing back and all those things. But now that he has it, you see the guy the Royals were banking on, because he is not a star, but he is a couple notches below that and a really big run producer for this Royals offense.
I mean, you can really see the vision with the Royals. If the vision is Bobby Witt Jr. is one of the best players in baseball, Vinny is his running mate, his right hand, and if you can get Jack Caglione and you feel like that's your 2-3-4 for the foreseeable future, and now it's about building around that, continuing to keep the rotation the way that it's been the last couple of years, and just putting pieces and moving them around. I mean, this is a very, very solid foundation you feel like you are currently building with the Kansas City Royals. Again, we just gave you the numbers on Vinny Pasquantino. He has been absolutely on fire. We also told you that the Royals, they have 34 games remaining this season. 19 of those games are against teams that are 500 or better. They have a couple series against the Tigers, a series against Cleveland, Philadelphia, Seattle, and Toronto. The Royals, against games and in games against teams who are 500 or better, they are 22-37 so far this season. If the Royals are going to get back to the postseason, they're going to have to overcome their fear. They're going to have to be able to stand toe-to-toe with playoff teams. They have not been able to do that for the most part this season. We'll see if they can do that down the stretch, as the Royals certainly have more than a puncher's chance of making the postseason. We are going to head to Lawrence, Kansas coming up in this hour. KU, they have their home stadium opener as they host Fresno State. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
On 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we are going to head to Lawrence, Kansas to be joined by Michael Swain. He works for 24/7 Sports. He covers the Jayhawks. The Jayhawks also play in week zero. They host Fresno State. It is the season opener, stadium opener for the Jayhawks. Rob, where's the level of excitement for this? This is why I asked the question. And we'll talk NFL here coming up in a bit. This is why I asked the question. I think since COVID, KU has had like four really big football moments. And tell me if I'm off base here. They hosted College Game Day this decade. Now, I know they didn't win the game, but just a sellout crowd. College Game Day is there. They'd never been to Lawrence, Kansas before. That's a really, really big deal that you got that opportunity. So that's one of those moments. I would say the win against Texas. I believe it was Jared Casey, the tight end. He then catches the game-winning touchdown. KU was a big storyline for a week after they went on the road and beat Texas. I feel like last year it's either the win against Colorado or BYU, whichever one you want to say. Because at the end, it felt like KU was really playing spoiler. BYU had college football playoff aspirations. KU ended that. Colorado was in the mix to make the college football playoff. KU put a stop to that as well. It felt like they really kind of found some momentum toward the end of the season. And tomorrow, that's a really, really big deal to be opening up a new stadium, week zero. People are just hungry for football. People are watching preseason football. You, if you watch preseason football, you will definitely watch Kansas against Fresno State. There's no question in my mind you will watch it. I think it's a good game. This is the kind of game that KU should open its season with. Now, you always love if you play another Power 4 school, and KU has those teams in the non-con. They play Missouri in a couple of weeks. But I'm talking about KU playing a good Power 5 school that we all heard of that has a football tradition at home to open up a new stadium. You can't be mad at that game if you're a college football fan. You certainly can't be mad at that game if you're a KU fan and you bought a ticket to go watch them play in a sold-out environment tomorrow.
I would tell you that fan excitement, it's not to the level it was for game day. That's an extreme. But remember that same season they had game day, KU hosted Duke, and it was the first time they had sold out a game at the old stadium in like 15 years because just it was dire straits for people in Lawrence to watch football. I think excitement is at that level. There's a quality opponent coming in town. Not quality like, oh man, here comes Bama, but this is not some, you know, total pushover. It's going to be a real football game. You get the combination of the new stadium. You're on national television. You got a good TV window. Weather's going to be good. And you get this gorgeous new stadium opening and this the team, there's a little bit of buzz around. Like, I would say excitement on a scale of 1 to 10 is like a 7.5, 8. You could be more excited if it's, you know, K-State fans should be more excited about Saturday than KU fans are. But KU fans are really excited to see this. And I was talking to some friends about this. Tomorrow is a culmination of everything Travis Goff has wanted to do as athletic director. When he got hired, the first thing he did was basically hire Lance Leipold. We can say now that is a hit as an athletic director hiring a football coach. He wanted to fundraise and make the football program more viable in the modern market. They might not be the highest spending NIL team, but they are not the bottom of the barrel when it comes to NIL spending. That's Travis Goff. He wanted to build a new stadium and get, you know, people on board and people excited about the football program. Check. And now he got basically a big check from David Booth to do more and more of this. Like, This was his vision when he took the job 5-6 years ago. Tomorrow is Travis Goff getting to have his moment in the sun as the athletic director, because that stadium, that coach, that energy, that buzz is all a culmination of what he has done behind the scenes.
To me, programs like Kansas are the ones that should try to take advantage of week zero. Next week, you just get lost in the shuffle. There's too many big games next week in college football. I mean, LSU plays Clemson next weekend. Texas plays Ohio State next weekend. We get the debut of Bill Belichick. They're going up against a good school in TCU. You just get lost in the mix. But on a Saturday, when there's not a lot else going on right now, there's no other football other than preseason football. There's no other college football for you to have a standalone game that's going to get a million and a half viewers to show off your new stadium, show off your new football program. This was a really good idea by Kansas to showcase themselves in week zero. What are the expectations for the Jayhawks? Because last year, you guys were thinking big, and you should have been thinking big. You had the quarterback, you had the running back, you had the head coach, you had a lot of things in place. Now, they just got off to a slow start last year. It was always going to be tough, and maybe KU fans didn't really think about this when we were kind of looking at them in the preseason. It's kind of hard to get to where you want to get to if you have no true home game. That stuff matters in college football. Maybe it doesn't matter in the NFL. It matters in college football if you don't have that true home environment. I thought KU kind of got behind the eight ball. Their quarterback maybe wasn't 100% healthy. He made some poor plays early in the season, but they kind of turned things around in the second half. It's not nearly as action-packed. It's not nearly as, I think, anticipation-built as it was last year. But obviously, you're back home. The quarterback is back. You're in this new stadium. It feels like just make a bowl game, 6 or 7 wins. I think KU fans would be happy with this season. Is that accurate?
It's a pretty accurate breakdown. I actually was on Drew's podcast, 249 Miles of Football. Download it wherever you get your podcast. And he asked me a similar question. Hey, what are expectations this year? And I said the basement is 6-6 to make a bowl game. Like, if you want to continue to build this momentum and this hype and David Booth and the money and the stadium and all this stuff, you can't have another 5-7. You can't. I mean, if Lance Leipold is the guy everyone thinks he is, he can't be a guy that doesn't make bowl games consistently. We talked about it on this show a couple days ago. Can KU turn into Iowa State football? Iowa State doesn't have 5-7 seasons. So the basement to me is 6-6. I feel like reasonable expectations for Kansas with their schedule, the new stadium, you know, new faces, big transfer class. Somewhere between 7-5, 8-4, that's probably like a realistic expectation. But within that 7-5, 8-4, you got to beat one of the rivals. If you go 8-4, but you're 0-2 against Missouri and K-State, I mean, yeah, we'll be happy that you're 8-4, but you got to get either the 16-win monkey off your back with K-State, or go out and shock the world against a Missouri team that doesn't have a quarterback right now, and in week two, go out and win that game. But 7-5, 8-4, but you got to go 1-1 against the rivals in some capacity. It cannot continue to be you're the doormat locally, but look, they're 8-4. You got to do something there.
Coming up in just a bit, we are actually going to head to Lawrence, Kansas to get you ready for their week zero game against Fresno State. Congratulations to the Jayhawks. They're opening up a new stadium. Let's talk a little bit of NFL before we do that. Now, maybe I have missed something. And if I've missed something, I'm here to tell you that I apologize. I can't catch everything. I know it's my job to be up to date and hip on what's happening in sports. And trust me, I do everything I can. But I'm human. I miss things from time to time. I feel like Caleb Williams is very polarizing, and I don't really have a good answer on why he's really polarizing. Like, I kind of get it with Shadur. I do. I get it. 2 years ago, after a game against Arizona State, not the year that they went to the college football playoff, I mean the year before that, Shadur Sanders, on a team that didn't make a bowl game, goes over to the student section and holds up a $100,000 watch. Shadur Sanders is rapping and doing all this other stuff. Like, I kind of get it why you don't like Shadur. I mean, I don't mind Shadur. He never done anything to me, but I at least understand why you don't like Shadur, you know? I get why people don't like Phillip Rivers. Sometimes he's a little bit of a brat. I understand it. Is it people don't like Caleb Williams because he wears fingernail polish? Like, have I missed something? Like, is there a quote from Caleb Williams? Is there something that he's done? Because I see the discourse. I see the conversation around Caleb Williams. And I'm not really sure if he's done anything to kind of warrant that. Is it because he wears fingernail polish and there is sort of a expectation that we have of football players and he doesn't really fit that expectation, so people don't like him? I remember when he cried the one time at USC. Remember they lost, he went over to his parents and he cried, and then people kind of got on him for that. I don't really get it. I mean, Caleb Williams is one of the best quarterback prospects that we've seen. This is where I've always, maybe partly this is why I don't like Trevor Lawrence. I feel like Trevor Lawrence gets like an aura of protection around him, and we don't really give that to anybody else. Caleb Williams was a better college football player than Trevor Lawrence was. He was a better prospect than Trevor Lawrence was. He had a much better rookie season than Trevor Lawrence. I don't feel like he gets discussed like that. I don't feel like he gets the benefit of the doubt from the media in the same way. How he's covered, how he's discussed, how people bring him up, it's just always been very off to me. Am I missing something with Caleb Williams on why people feel the way that they feel about him?
I feel like you said it perfectly. What people envision of a football player, Caleb Williams is not. When people envision a leader and someone that is going to be the guy that at the helm of a franchise to take a football team into battle, for lack of a better term, they have a vision in their head of what that looks like. Caleb Williams does not fit that vision. So I think it's all the stuff leads them to think that's not what it's supposed to look like. I know what it looks like, and Caleb Williams doesn't check any of those boxes. Despite the fact, if you talk to teammates or coaches, he is checking those boxes. It just, he's doing it in a different way, and it looks different. And I think when people see different, they immediately hate it, and that is what's happening to Caleb Williams. It's because, was it the Met Gala, or he went to some event where he was in modern apparel. I don't want to say a skirt, but it was like a kilt type thing. People didn't like that. The fingernail polish, the crying with his mom. People just look for reasons to say that's not what a quarterback is supposed to look like, and they ding him for it.
I don't, maybe I just have a little bit of a different view because of this. My sister is the same age as Caleb Williams. I can't explain it. I don't know how. I don't know why. Their age group is just different. Like, I've hung out with my sister enough, and I've hung out with my sister and her friends enough to see how they interact with each other, how they talk to each other, how they spend time with one another. It's just different. So, like, in some ways, I kind of feel like I understand Caleb Williams, even though I don't really understand Caleb Williams. And someone just sent in, he's an odd dude. He's not your typical alpha quarterback leader. I just also think that the typical alpha quarterback leader is just changing because this generation of 21 to 23-year-olds, they're just unique. Like, I don't really know how to explain it. So you're right. Like, if you envision a quarterback and how he carries himself and what you project him to be, I don't think that's what Caleb Williams is. But he just feels, he feels polarizing, and people want to seem to like want to see him fail in a way that just seems very off to me, given the fact that he hasn't done anything. Like, it's not like we're talking about somebody who has gotten in trouble off the field or has said something super controversial. It's not like he's very political, so I could understand you don't like him because you don't agree with how he feels on this social issue. Like, we don't like Caleb Williams because he's different? I don't know. It just seems off to me. Let's go to the phone lines and catch up with Michael Swain. He covers the Jayhawks. Michael, we were in Ireland earlier, and now we're in Lawrence, Kansas. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Two very different parts of the world.
No, two completely different parts. So let's start with this. I will not see the new stadium until tomorrow. Rob also hasn't seen the new stadium. I believe you have seen it. They did a media tour a couple of days ago. I mean, not really cool of them to schedule it while we were on the air during the middle of the show. Should have been much more convenient to Rob and I's time. But how was the stadium? How was the tour?
Yeah, how dare they schedule it in the afternoon? It was really cool, and it, you know, I've been fortunate enough to go through kind of at various points. And when we were in there in March, like, you could kind of see some of the stuff, but it was still kind of gutted and coming together. I mean, this was very much a, you could tell, right? Game day is super close. There's power washing going on outside. Like, everything looked ready to go, and I'm really impressed. You know, I don't know what my expectations were. I tried to go in kind of without a preconceived notion of what it would look like. And it really looks top notch. And I think it's one of those things where fans that have been going to KU games for a long time have been through, you know, bad football and start to see good football, they're going to have the chance to really enjoy a game day around the stadium and outside of just what's going on the field, between, you know, accessibility, concession stands, like sightline stuff. Like, I can talk for days about the sightlines, because that is so much different than the old booth, where you look at the east side right now, and it is so gradual the way it goes up to the top row. Well, when you're on the other side, right, the west side or the north side, like, you can go up to the top and it feels like you're still right on top of the action. And I think that part is really cool, that fans that are sitting in, you know, what would be quote unquote the nosebleeds, right? Those are still darn good seats. Like, you've got really good, you know, a viewing ability there. And then also with all the concessions around, like, I just think top to bottom, they did a very good job. And I know there's a lot of focus on premium, because that makes KU a lot of money. And that's something they love showcasing. But I also understand that that covers maybe 5% of the fan base that are able to have access to that. And I think that the other parts of the stadium that more of the casual fan is going to be able to have access to, that stuff's really cool. And it's really neat that I think KU fans finally get to have a stadium that I think their loyalty deserves from, you know, what has been an awful, you know, decade plus of football.
What does this say about Travis Goff and the athletic department that he's built? We were just discussing this before you popped on. KU's had some big football moments in the last handful of years. They were on College Game Day. They had that big win at Texas. They beat Colorado last year. They're opening up a new stadium, a completely renovated stadium. They just got a massive, massive donation from David Booth. What does it say about Travis Goff and his vision as the athletic director as they head into this next phase?
Yeah, well, KU definitely has the right person leading the way. You can look, I mean, there's so many different ways you could go to. Obviously hiring Lance Leipold, first of all, right? He hired the right person for Kansas football, and that has really unlocked all of this. If he had hired the wrong person and KU had kind of stayed in the you know, the bottom of the Big 12, this isn't happening because there is not the donor support to do it. There would not have been just generally the push to do it from the actual football office, right? Lance Leipold was a driving force in this. It was in his contract that if KU did not start the stadium project, that he was going to be able to look elsewhere. And so I think those two things combined really helped the stadium thing get going. And then I think it says a lot that a billionaire like David Booth trusts Travis Goff in his athletic department with $300 million, right? People like David Booth don't get in that position by being stupid with their money. And the fact that he is willing to give that sum to KU speaks volumes about what he thinks about the athletic department and Travis Goff. So, look, I mean, like, that donation period is going to help KU with revenue sharing. It's going to help them consistently have revenue streams. Having this new stadium and all the premium seating is going to help generate a lot of revenue for KU in addition to just the gate receipts from other tickets. Like, KU as an athletic department is in a much, much healthier spot entering a phase of college athletics where, you know, the athletic department has to give up $20 million a year to give to players. That's a lot of money. And it's not something anyone was factoring in 3 years ago. And the fact that KU is able to be in this position now is super important for just the long-term health of the athletic department and the ability to compete on multiple fronts, right? KU is going to have a competitive football team and a competitive basketball team at the same time. And then you can get into other sports, right? Women's volleyball, women's basketball has put a lot of money into that team. Like, KU is trying to be competitive on several fronts. And that takes a very well-organized athletic department. It takes some smart hires. And I think top to bottom, right, KU is in a very, very strong spot because of Travis Goff. And they're able to have this really big, I think, month, right, when you factor in the donation from David Booth, you factor in opening up this kind of two-thirds of a new stadium. Like, they're able to have all this because of Goff and his leadership.
Right now, we're talking to Michael Swain, who covers the Jayhawks for 24/7 Sports. They get things going in week zero. They play host to Fresno State. Michael, I think this is just a solid game. This isn't one of the marquee games in the early part of the college football season, but this is a game like a program like KU, this is a good game to take. You're playing a Power 5 school that we all have heard of before. You're playing them at home. This is a game that's easy to kind of sell to your fan base. You're not playing Cupcake State. This is a legitimate way to kick off the college football season.
It is. I probably would disagree that it's a good game for KU. I think Jeff Long gave this athletic department a little bit of a turd with this one, because playing Fresno State is no joke. Even with a new coaching staff and with the transfer portal additions, like, KU is fortunate that this is not a Fresno State that returns, you know, 18 starters and their head coach and comes into KU looking to put up a big time performance. Like, you look at the other Power Four games they've played, they kept it close with USC, Oregon, and Michigan, right? That's the program we're talking about. That's not necessarily the team you want to be opening your season against if you're KU, but of course the circumstances are a little bit different now, with, you know, they're also breaking in a new roster. But for KU, I think this is what makes, you know, tomorrow night so interesting, is the fact that it's not Lindenwood, right? It's not Wagner coming in for this first game inside the new stadium. It's a legit game, and it's a legit team, and a really good coach in Matt Entz, right? You don't win multiple FCS titles by being a bad coach. And so they're going to be really well organized. They're going to have a game plan coming in, and I think it's going to be a really good test for KU to really see where they're at. I know there are probably some fans on KU's end that feel like, hey, it should be a 20-plus point win. I don't know. You know, I think this could be a situation where going in the fourth quarter, you know, maybe it's a two-score game. I just think that you're going to see Fresno State try and take the air out of the ball. They're going to try their best to be physical. We'll see how that plays out. But I think for KU, it's an interesting game. The fact that this is in week zero gets KU a lot more eyeballs, right? If this was next weekend, this would be on ESPN Plus, or, you know, it'd be on FS1 at, you know, 6:30 or 11 a.m. Like, it wouldn't be a marquee game. And so KU gets to play a good program with a good head coach on a national stage. And so that's one of the things I'm most interested in seeing, is kind of how KU is able to handle this moment. Because, look, the players know what's at stake, right? They know that there's a lot of time, effort, and money put into this new stadium, and that the way things went last year, right, it was not a smooth start to the season. And there was a lot of, I think, fan interest that dwindled as a result. And so this is the chance on Saturday for KU to go out and make a statement to start the season and get the season started on the right foot. And so that's what I think just makes this game such an interesting one. Even if, you know, from the outside looking in, you're not saying, oh, man, this is going to be a barn burner, or, you know, a must-watch game for a casual, you know, college football fan.
Last thing here, I feel like these two questions are kind of rolled up into one. I mean, last year's Kansas football season was really simple. They were as good as Jalen Daniels were. They got off to a really slow start. Their quarterback was bad for the first month of the season. He turned things around. KU shocked BYU. They shocked Colorado. What are your expectations for Jalen Daniels? I mean, there is no more next year. There's no injury concerns. There's none of that. Like, you're expecting him to bounce back to what he was a couple of seasons ago. And I feel like your answer for that will determine how good we think KU can be this year.
Totally. Yeah. I think KU goes as far as Jalen Daniels takes it. And if you want to go off what kind of the buzz coming out of camp is, it's Jalen's put together his best preseason at KU. Obviously, he has dealt with injuries heading into seasons, right? 2021 was one. Obviously, 2023 with the back injury. You know, last year he was limited early as they really monitored the back injury. Well, he had pretty much a full camp, good to go. And what people are talking about is the fact that he's been as locked in as he's been since he's been at KU. He's played really well during camp. And so now it's time for him to go and show it, because, you know, KU's got a lot of newcomers, right, on offense. You look at the wide receiver room, you look at some of the tight ends they have. You need Jalen Daniels to be good from the get-go. You can't have the Illinois performance, the UNLV performance in some of these early games, right? If he plays like that against Missouri, like, KU, it's going to be hard for KU to be in that game. And I think KU needs Jalen to hit the ground running. And the good part is, at least from some of the stuff we're hearing, it's the fact that Jalen had a good camp and sounds like he's ready to go to start the season on the right foot.
That is Michael Swain joining us on the show. He is with 24/7 Sports. He covers the Jayhawks. Michael, man, I know when you're on the show, it either means two things. KU has got the number one basketball recruit, or it's football season. So it's always good.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. That's Michael Swain joining us on the show today. He covers Kansas athletics for 24/7 Sports. Coming up on the other side, oh, the Cowboys, they continue to entertain us with drama regarding Micah Parsons. We'll get into it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Lucas Ersig from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into the show. I have recently started the Cowboys documentary on Netflix. I'm not super far into it. They just have really interesting characters that really pop when the camera is on. I mean, the first cut to Michael Irvin is him telling a story of how he was born to play wide receiver, and he says that the doctor tried to touch him or pop him, and he says, I caught his hands. I'm just, how do you think of something like that? We know the kind of charismatic personality that Deion Sanders is, Jimmy Johnson, Jerry Jones. Like, it's a very, very interesting documentary and closer look at just one of the more interesting teams that we have had in American sports. Well, you guys know this. If you're promoting something like that, you got to go on a media tour, you know? You got to let people know that you're doing something. So you go on the Good Morning Americas. You sit down with ESPN. You got to go on a press tour. That's what Jerry Jones is doing right now. He's doing that off the strength of a documentary on Netflix and a negotiation with their best player. Don't fall for this. Jerry Jones was on Fox News talking about this. Listen to this.
How close are you to getting a deal with him?
Mike is a great player. Not a good player, but a great player. He knows more than anyone that it's a team thing. And so I know everybody's tired of hearing this, but you've got to put this puzzle together so that you can have some other people out there playing with Michael. That's the art of the deal, and that's why we're trying to get done, and we're trying to make this thing work. But we have all the appreciation in the world for what he can mean to the years ahead. We're proud to have him.
So Jerry Jones, to promote this documentary, to promote himself, he is sitting down with Fox News to talk about Micah Parsons' contract negotiations. All right? He then sat down and did an exclusive one-on-one with Stephen A. Smith. He's been going around. He'll talk to anybody right now. That's what you got to do. We got tickets to sell, baby. We got a documentary that's about me. The documentary starts with him telling the story of basically of how he made enough money to buy the Dallas Cowboys. It's an incredible story if you haven't heard it. Don't fall for this. We've seen this movie before. They did this with Dez Bryant. They did this with Dak Prescott. They did this with DeMarcus Lawrence. They did it with CeeDee Lamb. I refuse to fall for it. Here's more Jerry Jones.
In the spirit of not doing the old mother-dad deal, how many times have you seen the little rascal so clever go in there and mama told him, uh-oh, you're not going to get it. And goes in to daddy, who only sees him at after 5 in the afternoon, wants to love him, and says, you can have it, son. You can have that before dinner. And he goes back in and says, mama, daddy said I could have it. That's the old mom, dad, been around since the beginning of time. I'm not going to go for that here. That's what's happening.
You're not going for it?
I'm not going for it. No, no. But we've had a very, very strong negotiation. Now, by the way, frankly, it wouldn't have made any difference what the negotiation was. Guess who has to be comfortable for this to work?
Micah.
And who else?
You.
Hello. There's not room for a third. There's not room for a third. This will be a good one.
Jerry, he's a comedian. Jerry Seinfeld, Jerry Jones, two great comedians. I'm not falling for this. I'm not falling for this. I'm sitting there listening to it. And Stephen A's like, yeah, yeah. Stephen A, you don't have an agent? You want to know I know you have an agent? That's who you were sitting with when LeBron pressed you. You were sitting next to your agent. Like, you have a third representation. I don't think you were negotiating directly with ESPN when they gave you that 100 milli. I think you let your representation handle it. It's WWE. That's what it is. It's scripted. It's fun. I'm not here to get too upset about this. I've seen this before. I got one more Cowboys thing, and then I promise you we'll move on. From Jeremy Fowler, friend of the show, Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. The Cowboys would need a Herschel Walker-sized offer to consider trading Micah Parsons. Okay, well, then they're not trading him. Football starts in 2 weeks. What team is giving you their whole draft in the next 2 weeks for them to go get Micah Parsons? What team do you think that is, Jerry? Jerry, you're not fooling me. You're not. You're not fooling me. Hopefully he's not fooling you. This is all promotion for a Netflix documentary. That's what it is. They want you to go watch it. They want you to stream it. So Jerry's got to be in the news. He's got to get you talking. I refuse to get up in arms about this. I refuse to worry about this. I'm not going to sweat my pretty little head because I know exactly what's going on. We're going to get to the Royals coming up in just a bit. Rob, before we do that, let me ask you a really important question. Do we have any expectations for today's Chiefs game? Like, I know you guys are expecting me to have some big preseason take. It's preseason game number 3 for a team that we think is one of the 5 best teams in the National Football League. You know, I mean, I tell you guys all the time, there's nothing good that can happen today. Only bad on the field. Something good can happen somewhere else. hey, maybe you're taking your kid to their first Chiefs game. I hope it's a phenomenal game. I really do. I hope it's great. I hope you guys have a wonderful time. There's nothing positive that can happen for the Chiefs tonight. It can only be bad things. Rob, is there any takeaway? Because the only thing I think you're watching for now is you're watching to see who's in the game in the fourth quarter. Because if you're in the game in the fourth quarter today, you're on the roster bubble. You can get cut. Now, let's see who it is. And obviously, an injury, something that can change the circumstances of it. But if you're on the field at the end of preseason, I'm here to tell you that they might need your clipboard here coming up in a couple of weeks. They might need your iPad back because you might not be making that 53-man roster. Is there any takeaway you have for tonight?
I mean, I feel like it's a lame answer, and it's the low-hanging fruit. Kingsley and Josh Simmons in the first however long the starters are in. Like, I feel like the thing we watch in every game is those two, but I also think it's preseason game number three, so grain of salt. But you know, the offensive line, man, I mean, how do Kingsley and Simmons gel? But I don't think they're in the game for more than maybe two drives. So, like, unless it's disastrous, I don't know we're going to have an answer to that question. But, yeah, Kingsley and Simmons is what I'm watching. But even then, it's like barely watching because I don't know how full speed people are going.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to be joined by Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. The Royals are hot, hot, hot. Can they keep it up against the Tigers? They're going to need to if they're going to make the postseason. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.